Hi there, and welcome to this week's audio blog. I'm going to jump right into it, and I have a question for you. Have you ever had a grand plan or dream that remained out of reach no matter how hard you try to manifest it? Well, I've been there. I remember when I was set on manifesting a fancy first class trip to the United States. I'm based here in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia, by the way. So I made vision boards, chanted affirmations, everything, but nothing worked. Oh, nothing worked. And then there was the time I was determined to hit my first $10,000 month in my business. So I got super close. I got to about $8,000, but no matter what I did, I couldn't rise above that number. At first, I thought maybe my goals were just, you know, too big. But it turns out it wasn't the size of my dreams that was the problem. It was the energy I was putting behind them. Every time I thought about that first class trip or the $10,000 month, stress and anxiety would creep in and ruin the vibe. So I came up with a quick way to realign my energy. Whenever I thought about manifesting my desires, I asked myself, what's my energy behind it? Is it drive or desire? I started paying attention to how my body felt when I thought about my goals. When I felt driven, I felt a knot in my stomach, which is not good. But when I felt a deep desire and inspiration, it was a relaxing sensation around my heart. And so whenever I detected that icky driven feeling, I worked with one healing breath to transform my anxiety into genuine excitement. By the way, if you haven't yet, you can enjoy an 11-day One Healing Breath experience for free. You can find it on my website, shantaniraja.com. Just look for One Healing Breath on the top menu. So back to my story. When I started intentionally releasing that driving and striving energy with One Healing Breath, I found that I could slowly but surely shift back into that amazing aligned energy of true desire. This little practice turned out to be a game changer in my journey to manifesting my dream trip to the United States and hitting that $10,000 month in my business and then some. So when you're in the energy of desire, excitement, and inspiration, you're vibrating at a frequency that the universe absolutely adores. It keeps you in a state of joyful anticipation, effortlessly attracting positive possibilities. But when you're driven towards a goal, it's all anxiety and fear about not achieving it. And that puts us in an energetic state of contraction and restriction, which repels what we want. So I want you to go ahead and envision a big juicy goal or dream right now and ask yourself, what's my energy behind it? Drive or desire? If it's drive, don't worry. Use one healing breath to shift into desire. You can also try any other high vibe activity that lifts up your heart and soul. So get back into that energy of aligned desire. So if you feel drawn to share your experiences with this practice, do let me know how it goes. You can reply to this email with the audio the email that you received with this audio, or find me on Instagram at Shantani Raja. So I'm jumping off now and hope to hear back from you at some point, and sending you lots of love and hugs. Have a lovely, lovely day.